This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, that's right. Steve Deese will join me right after the break. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting on the stories of what's going on. Look, let's just get to it. I love this stuff. I love it when things that we're screaming about as conservatives come true in a big way. And I mean in a real big way. Biden admits that my Inflation Reduction Act had less to do with inflation. Hello? Is this thing on? I mean, seriously. Anybody else just pass out, hit the floor? It just never stops. So President Biden admitted Thursday that Democrats' signature Inflation Reduction Act, well, it wasn't as much about actually reducing record high inflation, right? That's what he was pushing on the American public, right? He actually said in his speech, I wonder if he went off script, because he does that, you know. I wish I hadn't called it that. It has less to do with inflation than it does providing alternatives to economic growth. Hello? That's not how you sold it. I wish I hadn't called it that. It has less to do with inflation, so then you lied. The Inflation Reduction Act. Right? And when people were pushing back on you, on how was it going to reduce inflation, no economic person who was being honest could see how it was going to reduce anything. Right? Even when there is inflation, there's a way to provide breathing room, he added. He said, like negotiating medical prices, for example. You know, this guy took credit for getting the insulin shots down to $35, but Trump already did that. There was nothing new there. It's just amazing. Now, Biden's comments, right, if you think about it, in July of 2022... when he was pushing that thing, he said the Inflation Reduction Act is the strongest bill you can pass. It will lower inflation. It will cut the deficit. It will reduce health care costs. Tackle the climate crisis. This is an all-purpose pill. It'll even cure cancer. I mean, that's me, but basically, that's what he was saying, right? Look, all those things that people want, it'll take care of health care costs. My God, you won't pay so much there. Right? It'll tackle the climate crisis. And then right afterward, they're looking for more money to what? Tackle the climate crisis. I mean, they don't even... Listen, there's two things going on here. Either they honestly don't hear themselves, all right? Or they're so evil and deceitful Right, three things, that they don't care. Or the third thing is they figure, you're so dumb. You guys that are on their team, you're so ignorant that you're just gonna believe what they say anyhow. Wow. Think about that. In all seriousness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The White House didn't respond to anybody. There were many questions asked about it. White House didn't say a word. They haven't responded to anybody. I can't wait till somebody gets out. Well, they've reduced how many people are in that the newsroom there, right? At the time, as a country, you face inflation right near the highest level in 40 years. Right? Many analysts on their side of the house said it would reduce inflation, but many analysts across the globe said it wouldn't. It doesn't work. It doesn't fit. The Congressional Budget Office said the bill will have a negligible effect on inflation. Right? In 2023, they said it would impact a range between, 0.1%. Wow. I mean, seriously. The only thing it did, seriously did, was make it harder for people to purchase things. And right now, we had I heard a number today. I think it was $1 trillion. We have over $1 trillion in credit card debt. And how? How are they going to pay this? We're not getting any better, people. I did the numbers for you the other night as to where we were at inflation-wise. Where we were at with employment. Now, listen, they give you these weekly numbers. Like last week was a disappointment, as you heard. Unemployment claims were up again. But do you realize that unemployment claims have been going up on a monthly basis, not down? But they only report on them week by week. Oh, and by the way, for those of you thinking about buying a pickup truck, Ford pickup, any kind of pickup, electric pickup. This one man was forced to ditch his $115,000 Ford EV truck during a family road trip to Chicago. I mean, this electric stuff, again, one of the biggest scams of modern time. That's what we're going to find. I mean, next to Obama and a few other things, we're going to find out what a scam this really was. Anyway, Steve Deese joins me, to talk about Nefarious, the movie. I thought it was really good. I thought it really drove home spiritually what's happening in this country. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of this whole solution thing. You really need to be part of the solution. It's the way we win. All right, so people have been poking me in the Christian world. You gotta watch The Fairies. Whatever. It's a horror movie. It came up, but you know what? It wasn't a horror movie. It really was people's way of trying to get me to keep me or keep others from watching it. So I asked Steve Dace, who basically we started the business at the same time. We go a long way back. He wrote the book on this that was turned into a movie. And I said, okay, where did this come from? Was it a bad dream, right? Bad piece of meat like in the movie? Or what? What's going on here? So I want you to hear the interview. I want you to hear the interview we had earlier. And, give me your 2 cents on it when we're done. I'm happy to have Steve Dace with me today. And, I've been a fan of his for a long time. He's on Blaze TV every day after Mr. Beck. And a real spiritual warrior in my mind. And, Steve, thanks for joining me today. So much appreciate it.
You bet, Joe. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
You know, this movie, I saw it for the first time this weekend. I realize I'm a little behind the curve here, but I got to tell you something. I have felt this for a long time. I believe it's based on biblical principle, solid biblical principle, and I'm kind of sad that a lot of our brothers and sisters in Christ don't really understand the spiritual battle that's taking place today. The movie is not fantasy. Look around you, people. The evil being perpetrated on our kids alone, our families and our country should really give you a very heavy heart. I live in California, and I joke about the fact that when Jesus sent the demons out of the swine, they moved here. They moved to California and built their homes here. Believers don't believe anymore, Steve, or they believe a watered-down Bible. You have a great team behind you, Kerry and Chuck and John Sullivan. I mean, what a great group of guys to have working with you. I got to ask you, what moved you to actually sit down and put this on paper, to put this movie together?
Well, it really goes back to the book that that inspired it, that I wrote back in 2016. It was published in 2016. It was written about a year before that, and I was on my first trip to Washington D.C. ever. And I'm doing publicity, and I'm in the shower getting ready to go, and in the back of my head, this pops into the back of my head. This book is dedicated to all the useful idiots out there, especially those of you who had no idea you were being used all this time. For you proved to be the most useful idiots of them all, Lord Nefarious.
Wow.
And Joe, I just thought one really weird thing to pop into your head in the shower in Washington, D.C., you know? And I went and did my appointments. I got back to my room that night, and I just started playing around at my laptop with that line. And before I knew it, I had written an introduction to a book kind of patterned after the Screwtape Letters, like a sequel.
Yep.
And you know, if you know the Screwtape Letters, the great C.S. Lewis takes us behind the scenes into the spiritual realm of how hell tempts us as individuals. Well, any good sequel needs an even bigger threat, right? And right. So now we're going to talk about a demonic takedown of an entire culture. And I wrote a really rough draft of the introduction where the character introduced himself, and I called a couple theologian buddies of mine, and I said, all right, this is either the dumbest idea ever, or where better to get inspired about a demonic takedown of America than on your first trip to Washington, D.C., right? You know, and so I just read for them cold the introduction, and I said, now just give me your reactions when we're done. And they were both just blown away.
Yeah,
I can only imagine.
Go ahead.
Yeah, at that point I just thought, well, maybe I'm onto something, and I just started working more and more with it, and it took me longer to write that book than any other book because I was not comfortable with how comfortable I was in his shoes, if you know what I mean. Like, you dance with a devil, man, devil doesn't change, he changes you. And so weeks, months would go by that I would avoid the book just because I didn't want to stay in that character for so long. And eventually, you know, the book comes out, it was an okay success, and I thought it was over. And about 6 months after it came out, a guy that I work with now, I didn't know at the time, named Glenn Beck, called me out of the blue and said, hey, man, a mutual friend of ours gave me your book, and it blew my mind, and I want to have you on my show to talk about it. And so, you know, I didn't want 10 million people to find out about my book, but I thought, what the heck, I've got some spare time, you know? And I went on Glenn's show, and driving around Burbank, California that day was a guy named Chris Jones, and he was with a production team that had produced, who had just made the biggest hit for PureFlix, God's Not Dead.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And they wanted to break out on their own and kind of direct now instead of just write and produce. And they were forming a new company called Believe Entertainment. And they were just beginning pre-production on their first project, which was a film adaptation of Abby Johnson's memoir from her time at Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yeah.
Planned.
Yep.
And they were wondering what their next movie was going to be after this. And Chris heard me talking about this on Beck. He's like, well, dude, I got to get this book. He gets to the office, gets the book on Kindle, reads it in one sitting. And And when his production partners, Carrie and Chuck, get in later that day, he's like, I got our next movie. Just give me a page number, any page number, and I'm going to read from it out loud, and you tell me what you think. And so Carrie gave Chris a page number. He reads from it out loud, and the guys look at each other and say, that's a movie. And later that night, I'm downstairs in the man cave. My wife's at a church retreat, and I just put the kids to bed. They were still little at the time. And I'm down in the man cave relaxing, playing a little Madden. And I get this text alert, hey, we want to buy the movie rights to your book. And I'm like, man, Nigerian princes speak pretty good English now. I thought it was a scam. You know, I deleted the email, and that little voice came back in my head again and said, might want to look at that again, you know. And so I checked these guys out. I found out they were legit. I reached back out. You know, we negotiated back and forth for about a month, and around Christmas of 2016, we signed the deal, and then we waited for Unplanned to complete and run its successful course, and we were going to start right after, and then COVID hit. And then, but we were able to begin pre-production right around mid-June of 2020, when Gavin Newsom first pretended to reopen your state. I flew out there, and we started the story. I flew out there. We first. It was weird, man. Driving L.A. anywhere you wanted in 10 minutes was strange.
I know.
Being in LAX and nobody was there was strange.
You thought you were having hallucinations at that point. You had to think you were having hallucinations. Listen,
I thought it was 28 days later, not the variant.
We gotta take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I want you to finish up on the other side. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We're coming right. Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. But listen, I got to tell you, if you're a horror movie buff, then this might be something you want to see or get involved with. If you're not, and you're a Christian, this is also a movie you want to see. Because, again, a lot of truth in it, a lot you need to be exposed to. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. CDC data shows suicide rates spiked in 2022, with more people dying from suicide in the U.S. more than any other year on record. Nearly 50,000 people died from intentional self-harm last year. The suicide rate declined for 2 years before it spiked in 2021 and continued upward in 2022, exceeding the numbers from 2018. Meantime, President Biden's marking the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act being signed into law to benefit veterans.
PACT Act is one of the most significant laws ever signed to help veterans exposed to toxic materials and help their families recover.
VA has doled out nearly $2 billion in benefits to veterans in a year since the law was passed. It expands VA health care eligibility to veterans who served in the post-9/11 era. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Me. You know, again, if you're hop on the website, joemecita.com, and you're not enjoying the conversation, you can always talk about recipes. You guys are disgusting in there. But anyway, Joe Mecita, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Steve Deese joins me to talk about nefarious. If you're a Christian, it's a movie of truth. You need to pay attention. You need to understand what's going on around you. If you're a horror kind of guy, go to it anyway. You'll get something out of it. Seriously. Steve Deese on the line with me. If you haven't seen Nefarious yet, what are you waiting for? I'm older. I'm a little slower. It took me a little while. But when I saw it this weekend, I said, man, this movie is one of the first movies I've seen that, from a spiritual standpoint, is 100% right on. And the sadness in my heart was there were so many. I know there's so many Christian brothers and sisters that will watch this and think it's more of a bit of fantasy than reality. And, Steve, thanks for being with me.
You bet.
Yeah. All right. You were talking about your driving around Los Angeles, pretty much getting anywhere in 10 minutes, which, again, is probably another fantasy these days.
Yes. It was just bizarre. It was a ghost town. You were supposedly reopening. A lot of people weren't ready for that, apparently. But yeah. I flew out to begin the pre-production process that week, whenever it was that Newsom pretended to reopen your state the first time. And it was a long battle from that moment. I know a lot about this genre. I grew up, pagan. My grandmother, God rest her soul, I loved her to death. But, I mean, she was heavily into occult and stuff like that. And, I mean, I saw every genre of horror film you could imagine by the time I was, had a driver's license. And so I'm well-versed in this arena and genre.
Yeah.
And I warned the guys, you need to, I sent them links to, like, The Making of the Omen, The Making of the Exorcist, and what happened to the crews and the people and the challenges, because the enemy, it's not, I don't believe the enemy doesn't want to be known. I think he wants control of his own branding.
Yep.
And these kinds of films reveal who he really is, and he doesn't want the world to know that. And I said, you know, we're going to have real spiritual warfare, and we all knew that. You know, everybody on our team is very in tune to that.
Right.
But it's one thing to know it or suspect it, Joe. It's another thing to live through it for 3 years, which we did. And it's an ongoing battle. I mean, I just got a text 2 days ago, our editor, Brian Jeremiah Smith, that the 9th car accident we have had with our production crew.
Wow.
9th. This is the 3rd total car we've had this year in our production crew. 3rd.
Wow.
Okay? I mean, it's just absolutely, I mean, I was on my way to Jack Gibbs Church out there 2 weeks ago in your neck of the woods to do a presentation on nefarious. As I'm getting dressed to go to Jack's church, hearing in my right ear went out. It hasn't come back yet.
Wow.
So this stuff has just been, it's been the most challenging and yet rewarding spiritual experience I have had as a Christian, other than raising kids.
Steve, you know, I've had Gary and Chuck on the show, and I actually did an event with them, and they talk about the same thing on Unplanned, that there was really unexplainable, in essence, stuff that was going on. We know why it was going on. We know how it was going on, and you know you've hit them right in the head when you have that kind of stuff happening to you. Yeah, you had a lot of issues going on in trying to get that movie put together and with people from the movie, huh?
We could do an entire book on the making of the movie.
Well, the greatest thing the devil's done in my mind is he's convinced believers and non-believers that he doesn't exist. He's not there. And I hope they're tuned in enough. I'm not going to give away everything, but when they listen when they watch the movie, I love the fact that you keep calling him they keep calling him the carpenter. The demon keep. I mean, that was perfect, the way that came off, and I thought that was just great. So, I had heard it took you almost 10 years of researching this book before you actually put it together.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really realize that's what I was using it for, but the book is basically the culmination of the first 10 years of my discipleship as a Christian. Everything I studied, read, was mentored, taught.
Wow.
I poured all of that into that book. And I go back and I read it now sometimes, and that book is way better than me, Joe. I remember writing some of that stuff. Like, this thing works on so many levels. You know, this book is nine-dimensional chess incarnate. It's beyond. I don't lack for confidence in my God-given intellect, Joe. Okay, I don't. This book is a lot smarter than me, and I'm willing to admit it. Okay, it's truly. And Carrie and Chuck picked the best elements of the book, even what you just mentioned. You know, throughout the book, he refuses to acknowledge the holiness of God. The exaltedness of Christ comes up with, you know, these kinds of demeaning terms, and those are the things they perfectly captured the spirit of the book in the movie by borrowing from those elements, and then they made them even better, frankly, with what they created.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's again, I hate to say this because I just don't want to beat on our brothers and sisters, but many will not catch these subtle nuances. Many will not catch, you know, the thing when the pastor walks in the room and such. Okay, something that happens at the end of the movie, they won't catch the meaning of that at the end of the movie. The demon calling God the enemy. Right? I mean, I'm just telling you, I was so impressed by this because, not because it's you and I know you and the movie was a good movie, but the content to the movie was so, well, let's put it this way, the content of the movie was so close to the original script, right? The Bible. And and I'm sorry that a lot of our people will see it as nothing more than a kind of a fantasy type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Frankly, a lot of, I was looking at a clip today on Twitter, Twitter X, whatever that was called now.
Yeah, and, I know, right?
And it's a clip of Matt Chandler, who a decade ago was one of the bright, shining lights of American evangelicalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just, no pun intended, it's woke as hell.
Okay.
I'm using that language on purpose. It is woke as hell. And I retweeted the clip, and I put this caption next to the clip. Steve, why do our people seek out salvation through godless politicians instead of the church?
Yeah.
My response, is to look at to see what's in most of our pulpits, perform the Heath Ledger Joker pencil trick on myself, and then not answer. That's why. Why is a very troubled to questionable to problematic figure like Andrew Tate and his brother suddenly the last stand of Western masculinity against third wave feminism? Because much of what's in our pulpits are boys who can shave, people with pleated khakis, sweater vests, that your sons are looking at and say, I don't want to be anything like that guy when I'm his age. This is why. Now, the church has abrogated.
Yes.
You know, Jesus said, upon this rock, the gates of hell will not prevail. Now, what is a gate? A gate is something you put up to stop something from coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the church is the offensive gesture here. We're on the attack. We're on offense.
Yeah, you know what? God bless.
We're not even in a fight, and we don't want to be.
No. I'm so glad you said that, because I say that all the time. It's like when the gay community ran out of the closet, the Christian community ran into the closet, okay? And that's not what we're called to do. You can't be a light inside the closet, number one. Number two is, why are we so afraid? And I'm going to hit this with you in the next segment, but you know, we have kids leaving the church, or many kids, or many youth groups, don't really even believe that God maybe not exists, or maybe he does exist, but he's really not interested in my life or getting involved with me. I'm more interested in what's happening, you know, at schools and that kind of thing. I'm here in California, as you know. I'm on one of the largest school board of the largest school districts out here, and it's a constant fight to protect our kids. And even Christian trustees, Steve, when I look at them and say, you're a Christian, your first job is to protect these children, not the state. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a second. People, don't go for a lot more what I believe to be good conversation right after this. You know, again, as I said, I recorded this earlier with Steve, but whether you're a horror movie buff, which I hope this gives you some thoughts as to what the reality is, or a Christian, see the movie. You can, and you don't even have to leave your living room. You can get it from your living room. I make no money. It'll give you a promo code. Just see it. If you're a Christian, it'll give you some real insight as to how our eyes have been closed to truly what's going on here. And how coming after your kids is the plan, has been for quite some time. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810, 800-524-3810, 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Take a listen. I'm telling you, this movie really impressed me. It's something you might want to see as well. Okay, back at it again. Enjoying my conversation. I hope you guys are too. It's Steve Dace. I've known Steve a long time. I think, Steve, we closely started at about the same time. You are now on every day right after Glenn Beck on his TV. And real, you know, I'm not just saying this because you're on with me. We've discussed via text before. You're one of the few real spiritual warriors that we have out there. One of the few guys you've stayed true to the gospel. You've stayed true to your belief system on your show and when you're out speaking. And I noticed that many of us, and you don't have to say anything if you know some of these people, but many of our believers that claim to be outwardly claim to be Christians don't live it, don't put it out there when they're out in front of different groups. I believe you'd be one of the few that constantly does that. We can't live with living a watered-down gospel. We can't win, can we?
No, we can't. I think what you're watching in America is a late-stage republic, and I think you're kind of watching the two cults of Rome before its Christian revival, and then after its Christian revival subsided and was institutionalized. These were the two cults of Rome. There's the Nero cult, the cult of the total state, that the state is supreme in all things. The state, every Caesar can reset, is God, and literally can be worshipped as such. So the state can reset ethics accordingly upon any whim it wants. They're not based in anything other than just raw, pure power. And that's representative of what you see much of the American left. The American left is, and the Western left, is nihilistic. The American right and the Western right is narcissistic. It wants the cult of Caesar before he declares himself to be God. It believes that it can give the key to the city to one man to save them. And it always forgets at the end of that story, Joe, Caesar keeps that key and never gives it back. And then he bequeaths it to his ward, Octavian, who is the first Roman emperor who then could declare himself God, which will set the stage for the other cult that I just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've got right now basically is narcissism versus nihilism. Another way of putting it is the Bolsheviks versus the French Revolution. Bon populi, power to the people. The problem with the power to the people is the people are sinners, Joe.
Yeah.
And so after they got done removing the aristocracy from the Bastille, what did they do next? They went to the church and they took out the guillotine and they beheaded the bishops and the priests. They removed the Virgin Mary and replaced her with the goddess of reason and declared a reign of terror. And that's kind of where we are right now. And that the beauty of our revolution and the uniqueness of it is the biblical basis for it. We have no king but Jesus.
Right.
Even subtle acts like the Continental Congress sending Geneva Bibles out to all the colonials to educate themselves.
Yep.
Those sorts of things is what people recognize. Oh, okay, it says here in this book, God loves everybody. God holds everybody accountable. God has no regard for your station. And so, therefore, we have government by the consent of the governed. Both the governed and the government are both accountable to God.
Yep.
Totally different radical ideas that had never existed in human civilization before came out of our revolution and changed the world. But we have lost that history, and we are the people now that Hosea warned about, the people who perish for a lack of knowledge.
Oh, we not only have we lost it. Look, I just came from a meeting with my superintendent of schools, and my attitude is, look, why are we graduating these kids? Why are we giving these kids full credits when they know nothing about our government? They know nothing about the history of the country. They don't really understand why
that's
the country
why
was
formed.
That's
why they are giving them the credit.
Yeah, I know.
That's exactly why they're doing it. Yes.
But listen, I was going to ask you, I get a lot of people asking me, are we doomed? Are we done? Christians over with it? I go, first of all, the attack on Christianity in this country is nothing compared to what's happening overseas in China and other countries against Christians as a whole. But, you know, these pastors are running around, and they're quoting Romans, and they're using Romans as a reason to give in to government, to do what the government tells you to do, because that's what we're called to do. And I go, well, wait a minute. What about the scriptures that tell us as Christians to go out and find godly people, people who love the word of God?
Romans does not say that.
Well, no. This is what they say.
They always bring that up. Because what Paul is fleshing out in Romans 13 is when Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, render to God that which is God.
Correct.
Paul does say submit to the civil government, but he clarifies it. He qualifies it. Give taxes to those whom taxes are due, honor to those whom honor is due. Meaning, if the government is due that honor, Paul was blessed to be in the first stage of mass transportation in human history. The Romans had largely secured the seaways. They were proto-forming concrete, paving roads. I mean, primitive by our standards, but in the standards of the ancient world, this was a giant leap forward in human civilization. This allowed people like Paul to travel mass distances that just were not safe. They wouldn't be safe to us in the 21st century,
mm-hmm.
but in the first century, this was the safest they had ever been. So yes, as a Roman citizen, Paul is thankful that Rome has secured the seaways. Paul is thankful that Rome has created the roads, so he pays them their taxes. But when Nero comes to Paul and says, kneel to me, worship me as God, Paul says no, and Nero cuts his head off. It is not an undisputed, unqualified submission. It is submission when the state performs the duties that God has called the state to perform.
Bingo.
When they do, you submit to them. When they don't, you still submit to God regardless.
But I have these arguments, where, again, with our brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, who won't even get involved in politics because they say, hey, you know, we can't do anything about it. They can't, you know, God's will is going to get done. Doesn't matter
John
who
MacArthur?
We vote for. What's that?
Have you seen the Essential? Have you seen the Essential Church movie about John MacArthur?
I have. I am very close. Not in friendship, but I'm close in proximity to John and Master's College. But no, I have not seen
you should see the movie, because the movie talks about how they admit, because John MacArthur taught for decades the American Revolution was a violation of Romans 13.
Yes. Does he still do?
And in this movie, MacArthur admits, I wrongly divided Romans 13. And when I realized that, that's when I rebelled against Gavin Newsom in the lockdowns. It's
cool.
Right there in the movie. I find it fascinating.
Now you give me a reason to watch it now, because I didn't want to put him down, but I mean, that's part of what bothered me was, you know, the way he comes across with this kind of thing. And his disciples, if you would, coming out of the college, all feel the same way. Stephen, I've got 70 houses of worship in my valley area, okay? There's 300,000 people that live here, everything from houses of worship of 40 people to, you know, thousands of people. The majority of them come under the Master's College group, and the majority of them will not get involved at all. If you would, in politics, when I'm asking for people to run for city council or for school board, they go, no, God will put in who he wants to put in. I said, but why? Is he going to vote? Is he going to hit the ballot boxes and start voting? We're supposed to be out there. We're specifically told in the Old Testament, we're supposed to look for people who love God, love his word, and put them in power over us. Then you can go ahead and comfortably do what the government wants you to do at that point. Am I off?
No. I mean... Ultimately, if we have no answer to real evil, then why would people assume that we have the answer to the evil inside of them? If we have no answer to the real evil we all see outside of us, why would people assume we have answers to the evil inside of them? Who wants to join a worldview that cannot provide you the answers to life's most difficult challenges and questions? And the answer is nobody. I mean, if your Christianity is, well, you know, I don't want to get involved on the pedophile ring across the street because, you know, that's a cultural matter and not my fault, and I'm just here to preach the gospel, don't be surprised when a lot of people are like, your gospel's pretty lame, bro.
Yes, it's just amazing. You're right. Hey, you know, doing a show, you do a show every day. I do 3 hours a day, and I noticed more so in the last 7 or 8 months, my heart grows very heavy when, you know, you look at movies like The Sound of Freedom and you see what's going on with the transgender movement and how many, many, many Christians have backed away from these things. You're going, these are God's kids. We're supposed to be protecting these kids. Think about how evil we have become as a society here in this country when even Christians won't step up to protect these kids. We got to have some hope here. We got to believe that we can take this back. Can we? In this country?
I think if your worldview begins with the premise that God supernaturally intervened in the human history to take a man who was dead, himself in human form, and raise him back to life, you don't ever get the option of defeatism, ever.
Amen.
Because you're undefeatable. Now, we also have to keep it real, though, Joe. We write history books for a reason. And you know, no empire except the kingdom of God is permanent. If indeed we are living in a Romans 1 judgment, you, me, and no one within the sound of our voices can say God is not justified in rendering that verdict.
Yeah.
But we don't know that. And so what we will do is we will plow our row. The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. We work without any anticipation of the earthly outcome to honor God because of the faith he put in us by what he did for us via Christ. And the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And if it's a time of judgment, praise the name of the Lord. It is a justified and holy one.
Oh, yeah.
If we're being set for revival, praise the name of the Lord for his mercy and grace. Either way, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. Steve, our time's up. I wish I had a lot more time with you, but tell people how they can catch your show. I know most probably already know. Some probably already watch you. And, you know, I want to say to you, you have been a warrior for Christ. You've been a true ambassador for Christ. And we need more of you out there. We need more people not afraid to speak these kind of words. And so tell people.
You know, just find him. Look him up. Steve Dace.
Find them on The Blaze. Joe Messina, your host, Brad Dacus, joins us in the next hour. We'll be right back.